This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday. Nick, you and I were talking about this yesterday. If you took a or you take a look at the total amount of kids graduating high school, 22% of those enrolled in a two-year college. This is 2019, the last dates available, and clearly 2020 was such an anomaly year. 44% enrolled in a four-year college, and what are the other 34% of those graduating seniors doing? And I really do believe that we have a lot of young people out there who are unattached or maybe adrift, according to Scott Galloway's comments in his newsletter about higher ed, what we get right, what we get wrong. And the idea that there are so many career paths out there, and there are people who are connecting those kids to that. And we, in education, got away from the nobility of earning a really good living going into the trades. And it is so vitally important that we help them fill those positions. Because if you talk to local trade or trade labor groups, you know, their average age of people who are in the IBEW or other programs, you know, is maybe 47 or older. What's that pipeline to fill those careers? It is a vitally important part of everything we've been talking about in our economy and opportunities for people to have incredible careers. And we really need to figure this out and get back to the innovation of getting skills to people to build incredible lives. And it is our great pleasure to welcome to the program Mr. Ed Walton, who is an industrial tech teacher for DPS 61. Now, Mr. Walton, thank you for being with us today. It's a great pleasure to have you on. You're working with these kids doing exactly that. What does industrial tech look like today versus 100 years ago when I was in high school?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I'm not just industrial tech. I'm also the program that I run is a construction trades program. So in our program now with the district, we have Mr. Schaefer, who has the mostly freshman and sophomore level. And so he prepares students for the future in a trade career by teaching them tape measures, problem solving, gives them general knowledge in the different trades. And then when I get the students in my program, it's a junior senior level, and the goal of my program is not to teach them any one trade, but to teach them those basic skills of problem solving and knowing how to follow directions and think ahead of the job, and I do give them real world experience in that. We've partnered with Habitat for Humanity, and so my program is similar to what used to be called a building trades program with the Tech Academy. That program is no longer there, and so and the difference is my program is Decatur students only, and we actually go to the job site where Habitat for Humanity house is being built, and we start from the ground and work our way up in that house. The benefit for the district is unlike the old building trades program, we don't have to look for ground and buy all the material, and then when we're finished, hope we can sell it to someone and potentially take a loss on it. Habitat for Humanity provides the site. They provide all the material, and then when we're finished, they already have a mechanism in place to find a homeowner for that. And so it's a real good system for them because they've got somebody working on their house every day, and it's a great opportunity for us because we don't have that huge expense of investing in all that material and time and property, and then it's good for the students because they're actually building a house.
I have a list of some of your students that are literally going to be pursuing careers with the local plumber and pipe fitters, local 137, the carpenters, local 270 union, iron workers, maybe even going to college to pursue a degree in engineering. Talk to me about some of these success stories and this on-ramp for kids to successful jobs where they're not going to carry $100,000 of college debt.
Yeah, before I started this program, I was working on building partnerships, and one of those partnerships is with the Union Trades Council here locally, and so I have members of the different trades coming in and talking to our students. And in a normal year, we would go out to their training facilities, and we have in the past been to the sheet metal workers training facility. The plumbers and pipe fitters have come and talked to us on a regular basis and still do. We've been over to Springfield to the heavy equipment operators training facility. We've just been the electricians. We've been into their facility. And so the idea is that the students research all of the different trades, and they have firsthand exposure to the business agents and the training directors and even some of their workers. And so the students know and realize that there is a good future in the trades. And like you said earlier, the workforce in all of the trades is getting older and older, like some of us on the radio here. we're all thinking about retiring, and that process has actually started already. And so I think we have kind of dropped the ball here, you know, in the last 10 years or so, and we've really focused on the college readiness. But now those trades and the school district and the nation as a whole has realized that, hey, we better get these kids ready for these trades. And that's kind of where I come in. And my goal is to teach them those skills that are valuable. We do some OSHA training, OSHA safety training. We do all kinds of preparation. And again, you know, the goal is to get them ready for the trades. We do have the carpenters looking at them. We've got students going into the carpenters, the plumbers, and pipe fitters. We have a student going into cabinet making with Hall's Cabinets out in Mount Zion. So it's a great tool. I do have also, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I also have students that do go to college that go into engineering, and that's the you know, engineering is a high level of education, but if an engineer doesn't have those basic skills that they'll learn in my program, you know, they're going to be kind of short when it comes time to designing buildings and roads and things like that if they don't have that concept of what actually it takes for someone to build what they're designing.
Ed Walton is with us with District 61. To me, Ed, it's not a one or the other proposition. You have to have both. Yet I feel like in public education, not necessarily just District 61, but across the board in this country over the last 25 years, we got away from this. Right now, we're sitting in a landscape where there is a shortage, a scarcity of skilled tradespeople, and it's going to be a very, very long time before robots or AI does the job that an electrician does or the job that a plumber does. And these kids have unbelievable opportunities ahead of them, and the demand is there.
You're absolutely right, Brian. I one of the things that I do in my classes is I will actually get on the whiteboard and I'll list, you know, what it would cost for a student to go to college, and then on the other side I list how much a student would make starting out as an apprentice and working their way through the different steps till they become a journeyman. And it's amazing when you look at that, because if a student would stay home, you know, most of these graduates, their parents aren't going to kick them out when they graduate. And so if they stayed at home and during their apprenticeship, you know, took half of their money and lived on that and took that other half and just put it in the bank, they'd have over $150,000 sitting in the bank at the end of 4 years. Whereas that graduate from college with a degree who doesn't have a job yet, they could potentially be in debt just as much as that. And it's a great opportunity for the kids. One of the things that I always do whenever I meet any new high school or even junior high student, I always ask the first question is, what are you going to do when you graduate from high school? And 9 times out of 10, their answer is go to college. And you know, then I follow up with, well, what are you going to do when you go to college? And a lot of them, well, you know, I'll decide when I get there. And that's, I mean, college is a great tool. It's something that I did late in life because I wanted to be a teacher and it was important to me. But But I also think a lot of times, you know, the kids are just going to college because they think that's the right thing to do and don't realize that there is a great opportunity of going into the trades and earning a good living and having retirement program that's in addition to their wages, having insurance that's in addition to their good wages and a good wage and a good life.
If you look at the first quarter, just new job postings for skilled laborers, electricians up 15%, construction workers up 17%, plumbers up 24%, carpentry up 55%, roofers up 50%. These are real jobs, real possibilities. What kind of support system do you have within District 61, whether it's guidance counselors or anyone else who's having a say-so and pointing a kid towards the future? You know, is there more of an awareness about what you're doing across the district as a whole?
Yeah, I really believe there is. I've had great support from Dr. Kovalt, from Dr. Frigo, and on down to the principals, the counselors. I created a video. In fact, this summer we're going to have two classes. One of them will be for juniors, and then it's actual class, and then we're going to have camp for sophomores that are thinking about the program. And so I created a video and sent that out to all the teachers, and I've gotten a lot of calls from students that have seen that video in their class. And so, you know, everybody realizes that there is now this big need, and I've had a lot of support. I really appreciate all the support I've had from everybody.
All right, please share that video with us, and please stay in touch so that we can help spotlight these programs and encourage other families and kids to get involved, because I really do believe it has been so overlooked for a very, very long time to the detriment of our society and to opportunities for kids. I applaud what you're doing, and I thank you very much for sharing your story today.
Well, thank you, Brian. I really appreciate it. Today, we're actually having a signing day for our students. I'm going to have one here at the job site on Wood and McClellan, 1398 West Wood, where the Habitat House is. And then we'll have a second one at Eisenhower High School at 10:30.
All right. Keep us posted. Please send us that information, and we'll make sure we cover it today. And you can follow all this on Nauticator.com. Ed Walton from DPS 61.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.